And pork that's smoked and salted is called
thing.
Well, if you ever use a term like smoked meat or smoked pork, I don't know if those...
We call it cured.
Okay.
Cured,
yeah,
meat
that's
after,
fine.
After it goes through the process,
yeah,
of being salted, and you put some salt and pepper and sugar. The sugar makes it sweet, and then after it goes through that process so long, then it's cured meat.
I see.
Yeah, that's... say your meat in the smokehouse there is cured, your hams and your bacon, it's all cured. It's gone through the preserving process that it takes to make
what
it good.
What do you call the edge of the bacon, that hard thing that you have to cut off, that hard edge?
Well, that's the rind or skin.
All right. Now, the bacon, do you have a special name for the kind of bacon that you have with eggs in the morning? You just call that all bacon, or do you call that a special kind of bacon?
Just call it... should call it on the bacon.
Well, I just meant if you maybe distinguish it from other kinds of bacon, maybe calling it breakfast bacon or fried meat or strip meat or something like that.
Well, I believe we'd call it, we have it, most of it be a breakfast bacon. It'd go by the name breakfast bacon.
Oh,
bacon,
yeah.
But we have it, most of the farmers used to have it like that, the breakfast bacon with eggs, kind of like the old saying, ham and eggs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. And meat that's ground up. This is the kind of pork, especially, that sometimes people have this instead of bacon or ham with their eggs.
Well, they take the trimmings of the meat. When the butcher takes the trimmings there, the lean and the fat and all, take the skin off, and then they grind that up into sausage.
Okay. And what's that man who does that in the store?
That's the, he'd be the, he would be the butcher, he'd be,
So that's fine. If meat is left out too long and before it's cured, you'd say that meat is, can't eat it.
It's, well, let's see, it's spoiled, or, there's no other word better than that.
You would use rancid or something like that for meat, or?
If it is spoiled to the degree that they had an odor, you'd say it's rancid.
Okay.
Yeah, but usually the most expression would say it's spoiled.
Okay. Now, the when you take after you slaughter a hog, you might take the ears and the other meat from the head of the hog and grind it all up and season it. What's that called?
We wouldn't call it anything. We'd call it. We wouldn't grind the ears or anything like that. We'd feed those to the dogs. We'd take the anything that was good. We'd grind that up and you'd take on the head. Now we would use ears, but on around face of the hog and around the ears, we'd trim that off and. We'd make scrapple out of that.
Oh, I see.
We'd make scrapple.
How do you make scrapple now?
Well, you take the around the bones and where you don't put in the sausage, around the ears and on the jaws of the hog is awfully good lean meat, and you take that and cook it, boil it. Cook it and get all that meat off, and then you mix it with meal.
Uh-huh.
And you mix your meal and your meat all together, and then put your seasoning in, your salt and pepper and seasoning, and then put it in the oven and bake it. And it's kind of like, wouldn't be like cornbread hardy, but anyway, it's your meal, yeah, and your meat mix.
You fry that.
And you fry it, then. Uh-huh. You put that in the oven and bake it for so long. And that preserves, you see. Mm-hmm. And you can put it in your fridge there, and then take it out and slice it into slices a half inch thick and fry it just like you would meat.